Wonderful studies out there in pregnant women. Did you see the latest study that they found? You know, they always tell pregnant women not to eat fish because of the mercury content. Well, we know, where do we get our most mercury? Our fillings in our teeth. What's the next biggest source of mercury? Vaccinations, because the thimerosal is what they use. There's very little actually in the fish. So they used to tell moms, don't eat fish when you're pregnant. Now the latest studies show that the moms who ate fish when they were pregnant, they ate it 3 times a week, that they found their baby's growth, retina, the eye, brain development was so much better. So if you haven't, if you're not aware of those studies, just Google them and look them up, because there it isn't as mercury laden as we have thought and had been told. So with prematurity, if you had a premature baby, you know they're low in fish oils. And so you can give that to them and it'll be very helpful. Immaturity, kids who just don't get it. They just don't seem to get what's around them that they need. And behavior problems all respond to these essential fatty acids. Let's look at some of the behavioral characteristics of these kids who have an essential fatty acid deficiency. Inattention. We always use it for focusing and attention. Impulsivity. The Purdue University did a study where they studied boys who had impulsivity, anxiety, and attention problems, and they did a blood draw. And they drew the blood and they measured the amount of DHA in their systems. And they found that they had low levels of DHA. I find that an interesting thought, though. All these boys had high anxiety. How do you think they did that blood draw? Did they just anesthetize everybody? I mean, that would have been a little bit strange. But that's a very important study that it reduces impulsivity. Anxiety. If anybody that has a lot of anxiety, all the oils coat the nervous system. Dyslexia, dyspraxia, we talked about ADD, ADHD. Sensory defensiveness, like, you know, if things can't touch you. The nervous system is coated with a myelin sheath. Myelin, we know, is what? Fat. So we think about a cushion. We have a cushion over our nervous system so that things don't bombard us and get in. These guys have a very little cushion over their nervous system, so everything gets in and bothers them. So then they have to keep their life very rigid because so many more things get at them than get at the rest of us who have a buffered nervous system. They often seek deep pressure because they want lots of quilts and pillows and things on them because, again, that helps their nervous system. And hyperactivity. What are some of the physical characteristics of kids with essential fatty acid deficiency? Well, dry skin, asthma, warts, bumps on the back of the arm. Those go away when you supplement with fish oils. Dry hair. You know, we could always tell when this other gal and I were in special ed and we saw these bright kids who had to work too hard, and we would just down the hall, we could almost pick out our kids because their hair would be all over. This was before mousse. Now you couldn't tell. But here, they're the kinds of kids, as they're going out, just before you go into church, you lick your hand one more time and just wipe that little cowlick down and draw.